Binging and purging.
You see Chris losing weight?
Yeah, I saw that. How you doing that?
We call him Handsome Chris yet?
Binge and purge.
Did you say hi, Handsome Chris?
Yeah, I kissed him.
Remember that movie with Calista Flockhart where she had bulimia and she was filling jars? They open up her closet, there's jars filled with puke. They're showing that to me in high school. I'm like, oh, really?
No one's doing that.
I wish I would become a terrorist instead of going to a school.
I say that to girls about filling jars with puke my entire life. No girls have ever known what I'm talking about. I'm like, don't you guys fill Tupperwares with your puke to see how much weight you lost?
Yes.
And all of them are like, no. I'm like, oh, okay.
They were fibbing. They didn't want to tell you.
They're lying. Lying. Pig. Oh, that's tainted.
We have Handsome Chris on set.
Hey.
He's losing weight. We call him Handsome Chris now.
I did notice it. I didn't want to say anything, but I did notice it. How much have you lost?
I haven't.
40 pounds.
Yeah, 40. Whoa. 40 pounds in 5 days.
Bro.
Thin Chris.
Lot of.
He says, I'm Chris. I'm 40. I lost 40 pounds. I'm 40 years old.
Yep.
I'm creamy Chris.
My name is Chris and I lose weight for my age.
Is my mic getting picked up, Chris?
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check 1, 2, hot. Too hot for TV. Too hot for TV.
I'm going to turn off the AC. I can hear it.
Quit playing with me, fam.
When are they bringing back Girls Gone Wild?
Soon.
Is that guy in jail for doing all that?
No.
He should be.
No, well, now there's 1.5 million women doing Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, they do it in real life now. Yeah. I like that.
For $200 a month.
Mm-hmm. Not even, probably.
200 cents a month.
200 cents.
My is worth 200 cents.
20 dimes. It's worth 8 quarters.
I like how they're putting price on their. It's so awesome.
8 quarters.
Sick.
OnlyFans is the biggest donator to APAC in the country.
That's odd.
That came out. That was like,
no.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Girl's no like, no way. No one's got a problem with that?
No.
No.
No. Isn't it like free speech or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The Bill of Rights, I think, they introduced that.
Well, the founders. You remember those esteemed gentlemen.
I met them at the foundry. Guys who probably didn't even exist.
fake people.
Road warrior threatens to Ric Flair.
Woo! This was good for the culture.
Oh, yeah. Girls Gone Wild, yeah.
Just SMS real to they're voting. Double they're all voting. They're making out and they're voting. Now. These are the
hottest and wildest girls anywhere on the planet. Hottest and wildest girls on the planet. Now. This limited free trial offer
will not last long. Just she's making out and she's voting. 1-9-4-4-8 now. That's real to 1-9-4-4-8.
See more at www.girlsgonewild.com. I don't remember the British sounding guy.
The Aussie?
Sad.
How awful.
Look what they did to him.
No.
Wasn't there like one guy who was like the host guy?
Yeah, like is she the guy that showed up with a shaved head on Dr. Phil?
No, that's Bum Fights.
Ah.
Joe Simon. Is Joe. Who's up? Is Joe Francis. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks good. Fucking guy.
Remember him?
Apparently, he was like the worst guy alive. He was like a human demon.
It doesn't surprise me. Sad.
Yeah, he would be like, your daughter was on.
He wasn't a good guy?
Yeah, turns out he wasn't a good guy.
It's kind of surprising, actually.
Yeah, cries his way out of jail. It's really good. He's like, oh, your daughter's on my show? Fuck you.
A year in jail, and what a tortured legal drama this has been. Joe was in Nevada jail for federal tax evasion charges. He still faces trial for those
charges. He's doing a war crime. He couldn't even pay his fucking taxes.
Joe was in Panama City, Florida jail, which he said was just awful. That's me. And just yesterday, Joe Francis pled no contest to charges of child abuse and prostitution in Panama City. The charges stem from a 2003 case involving the filming of underage girls.
That sounds nice, child prostitution.
About how he was treated in the Florida jail.
That's what they're just combining right there.
What he did to me down there, Greta. I was in a civil lawsuit. I had no criminal record. I had never been to jail before. They would shackle me in the shower, handcuff and shackle me, make me walk naked around. Look, I...
Wow.
Bro.
I mean,
they come see me, and I'm... one time I was chained up.
Is he taking like a method acting class?
Yeah.
Why do we need the infants in the edit here?
I think it's
here.
An old video where they're like, he's a crybaby.
Oh, yeah.
This is from the early days of proto-mimetic video editing here.
2008.
So the guy, the editor, was saying to himself, yeah, this guy's being a crybaby. Let's put in footage. You know what would be good? It's footage of crying babies.
Home videos.
Like a cry baby.
Home videos of crying babies.
Okay. This will translate in 17 years.
People will get it still.
The guy should be in jail.
Well,
what's he doing now?
I hope he got what was coming to him.
Yeah.
A big giant house.
A big giant house and a soft, cushy life.
Probably making out with guys, dancing.
He's hanging out with Mario Lopez.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Oh, is this what he looks like now? No.
No, that's the gay, that's the Congress guy, right? Whatever his name is.
A.C. Slater.
That's A.C. Slater right there.
Yeah, Mario Lopez.
Sweet. Get off of him.
Sick.
Wow.
No, Mario.
Who's Courtney M. Lopez? Can you go to...
Fucking freak.
It might be his mother.
That's his mom.
Yeah, he married his mom.
Wow. Do you get a jaw thing?
He's got a whole face down there.
He's around for the last 40 years. It's so awesome.
Italian girl, but Mexican by injection.
She has more followers than me. That's good.
Yeah, she does.
You're pretty neck and neck, I think.
She's that good at whatever she does.
She's that damn good.
She's interesting.
Some people are just that good. Things. Yeah, she's interesting. She has interesting opinions.
Well, she's interesting, and I can see why. I can see why she'd be more popular than me.
I wonder if you can see a picture of her anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not. Maybe she'll upgrade at some point.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, she's dancing?
She's a bad dancer. She's not good.
Look who's in the back.
Her bisexual husband.
He's a good dancer, though.
Yeah, he's good.
He's got the moves. Mm-hmm. She's a little stilted and stiff.
Yeah, she's not that
super
good.
Hot. He's hot, though.
Yeah, she's not a good dancer.
Some muscles on her, though.
When he comes in, he's pumping hot moves. She's not hot. And she's sort of got her legs busting out wide.
What's she riding a horse all the time?
He's got his legs svelte and trim and in line and where they're supposed to be. And her legs are just over too open. See, look at that.
Yeah,
she's a cowgirl. And he comes in.
He's graceful. He's hot. He's got hot moves. She doesn't have hot moves. See,
I wonder if he noticed that the fourth time they had sex.
Mm-hmm.
She walks like Popeye.
She was doing doggy style.
And he moves hotter than her.
He was like, yeah.
He was
like,
flowing. He was flowing, and she was like rigid and stiff, and not what we want. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she has her hat on. She has her LA.
She's smiling.
Vineyard
it.
Girl.
She's got a smirk in it. It's cool. It's beautiful. I thought I'd be dead by now. I didn't think I'd have to witness these times.
Screech just shot himself.
What can I say? I was not prepared for this. Yeah, I thought I was.
Me up right now because evidently I'm trending on Twitter.
I like that bell.
Evidently I'm trending on Twitter.
That's Mario? Jeez.
Yeah.
What are you saying? I want to hear him.
People don't think I'm Mexican. Is that a trip? With a name like Mario Lopez.
He never used to sound like that.
Yeah, I mean, this titty over here thinks I'm British. But you know what? They've been thinking I'm everything from Italian to Hawaiian, but I'm not.
Oh, so he's just simply just gay.
I was born in Chula Vista, border town right there in Tijuana. My parents are from Culiacán, Sinaloa.
Close it.
And I think it's because I've been doing these food...
If I knew this, I wouldn't have watched. I would have quit watching Saved by the Bell when I was fucking whatever.
You would have been from what's the other high? The their rival high school that they were. They were Valley High. What's the Saved by the Bell rival high? Rival high school.
Man,
Valley High.
There's Valley, and then there's
Bayside.
Oh, Bayside.
Bayside, and then there's Valley High. Okay. Yeah, Valley High. Yeah, you would have been the Valley High bully. You'd be like, hey. To Mario Lopez, bring out that slut.
They go play volleyball in the off season. They're having romance.
Yeah, they're going to the beach club, and they have Scientology Lisa Ramini coming.
These people all look like bad guys.
They look weird, except Mr. Belding. He looks good.
This is scary.
Yeah, Mr. Belding looks like he's like, this show is fucked up. You don't want to know what I know.
This show is fucked up.
You don't know.
I wonder why Zach, he quit acting at some point. I don't know. He's probably like, I'm done. My ass is tired.
It is weird how he was like the most popular child actor and then he went to this like...
He's good.
Yeah, he got a few good shows.
Yeah, he's like, nah, my ass... I'm not like Screech. I'm not... My ass is... And isn't he dead?
Screech is dead.
He didn't make it. It's like, imagine
Screech,
that.
Screech died?
I believe he's dead.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh, wow. Why?
That's like, well, because the show is that much fun to have. He ended up dead.
How horrible.
They talk about how they hated him. Like, they're always
everyone
like,
everyone hated him?
Screech was annoying.
Well, he was good in the fucking show. Doesn't he have the biggest cock, too?
Yeah, I think that's his lore.
He has a huge crank. He's doing porn. He's piping some. It's fucking sickening to think about.
He's talking shit about Zach after the show. He's like, nah, Zach's a.
Well, he got a NASCAR tribute.
Yeah.
Well, he did get a NASCAR, so.
Sad.
I gave him a sweet NASCAR to drive around in until he died.
That show was kind of good. I guess it was filled probably with some dark messages, I would guess. Hmm. Let's see Screech's porno. See if it's really that big. Yeah, they're at the max.
I like people are watching this podcast and just wanting to say
kick his ass.
This is almost like a real fight. This is good.
Didn't he really get him or something like that?
Yeah, he fucks him up.
Yeah.
That's a real hit. Oh, it's a good ass fight. Oh, whoa, yeah. A punch like that on his knees.
Holy shit.
Stop him.
Boys.
Whoa, who's the gay guy?
Who's the guys, the fucking dead animal on his head? Yo, smell this. I don't remember his hair looking like that.
Me neither.
He might have come out trans at this point in the show.
I want to be a woman.
First of all, why is Mario Lopez even going to this high school? Why isn't he in Tijuana, like where he said he was from?
Sinaloa.
What is on the guy's head? Is that Mr. Belden?
Yeah, it is. I think he was the famous sex addict on set. It's hard to remember how impressive shows felt when you were a kid. Like, it's just interesting.
This is crazy. All right, you can...
Wow.
That's crazy.
Now they're preaching. Get back to the fighting and the fucking talk.
He just shoots. He stabs him with a fucking pencil.
That's crazy.
That is a wild time. I like that they introduced speed. I think that wasn't supposed to be that.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, that was almost didn't make it. And then she was like a cokehead.
For the lady from Showgirls, the queen.
Yeah. Elizabeth Grant.
Liz Berkeley.
They had drugs on the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was baked into the story. She was taking fucking caffeine pills or something like that.
Oh, wow.
She was getting whacked out. She had a freak out. It was good as hell. This Valerie from 90210, right?
Yeah.
Is he dealing?
I hope so.
Yeah.
She did one of the greatest movies in history, Showgirls. I don't gotta take this shit from no.
Go eat some nachos.
Crazy.
Is this all because she's like, she's getting fucked and she doesn't want to be or something?
No, she's trying to get into college pressure.
Oh.
This happens to many, many young people.
Why is she living like a Japanese student?
Pills. You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them, Zach.
Jesse, are you okay?
Hook up with her. Take advantage of her.
He's going to fuck her, I think. Yeah, he's like, you want to fuck? Will that make you feel better?
Maybe a good fuck session will be calm down.
I should do my hair like that.
Yeah, it's fucking nice. You get the frost on it, too.
That would look good on me.
You mean like Elizabeth Berkley with a big bow on? Yeah. Like a curly long hair. Yeah.
You start like a horse girl from the 90s.
You have like a fucking... Yeah.
I'd look badass like that.
Yeah, dude. A ponytail with like nine elastic bands in it.
I'm pretty sure there are biker guys who've said that, though. I'd look badass like that.
Yeah, just full head hair flowing in the wind.
Just the hair popping out there, busting out.
Yeah, no, that's funny.
So what happens if you're in a fight, though? Someone pulls your hair?
This sucks. This when Carlton has a gun. It's really great.
Look how dark he looks in this season.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn.
Carlton, are you okay?
What are they mad about?
Someone was using the N-word under Phil's roof.
not that again.
And Uncle Phil, isn't that Shredder's voice from Ninja Turtles Animated?
Mm-hmm.
There's something so blessed about him. How do you beat that? That's maybe not the only good thing about Fresh Prince, but probably the best thing about it.
Didn't someone out him as
straight?
Did he party gay?
he was homosexual, I believe.
Outed as straight.
He's outed as straight. Like, we tried to fuck him. He didn't want to fuck us.
What? He's straight? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think it was Uncle Phil Diddy Party was like, man, I saw Uncle Phil taking it deep up the ass.
Well, I didn't expect that from Shredder. I guess he's allowed to live his own life. It's his ass. He can do what he wants with it, I guess.
Well, Jimmy Avery.
Yeah, he was a good... I mean, Shredder's voice was pretty good. He was a black man, like a homosexual playing the Japanese gang banger, whatever fucking shit is.
You guys see
closet pedophile.
You guys see they photoshopped the cig out of his mouth?
Whoa.
Don't be doing that.
Whoa.
Now, back in the day, people would have strung up for this.
Hell yeah.
The guy can't even smoke a cigarette because it's too fucking gay.
It's too cool.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Last appearance, I Done, Part 2, 1996.
I Done.
I Done.
Does Grokopedia share the same cigarette discrepancy? I don't know if Grokopedia is good.
Have you started using Grokopedia?
It's embarrassing to even use that word out loud, honestly. I shouldn't even have brought it up.
I didn't know it was usable yet.
I was better off calling it the books that the burned.
Mm-hmm.
Or the authors that the burned.
There's 885,000 articles available. Look at that.
Isn't that amazing? Could you imagine that?
Sam, is that coconut thing on the side of your bottle still in there?
Sure, you want some?
No.
Is that a thing in there?
Oh,
there it is.
So is that a coconut candy?
This is unreal coconut candy.
You like that? Okay.
That's your bonus coconut candy. Bonus.
Coconut's tasty. Coconut oil is supposed to be good for you. Coconut oil.
Israeli.
Do you believe it's good for you?
What, coconut?
Yeah, coconut oil. Like the good fat and that in as a fat source or whatever.
I don't know.
I'm just curious. Like oil pulling or...
Oil pulling is good.
Yeah.
Oil pulling works, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like niacinamide toothpaste?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Have you seen that?
No.
Niacinamide toothpaste?
What's that do?
Must sort of dilate the blood vessels and the gums or something.
Yeah, gets your... it's a white... That's actually the one I have, the slut one right there.
Oh, that looks kind of nice.
Tastes good. Tastes like a little princess.
Is it like the nano... What's the new thing right now? Nano... Something or other that's supposed to be remineralizing, though I haven't seen any proof of it. Like hydroxy, nano hydroxy, whatever the fuck it is.
Nano something. It probably works, but I think the nano stuff gives you cancer, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I mean, it's a very small particle. I don't know what it does, but it's probably, you know, it's not good to have super small shit crawling around in your skin.
Super small teeth. Oh.
Sticking small shit in your gums. Mm-hmm. Probably not a good idea.
No.
Yeah,
but I'd rather have cancer and white teeth.
Does nano stuff cause cancer? You know, ChatGPT. Does nano stuff cause cancer? What nano stuff causes cancer?
That's sad. Can't even have a toothpaste.
Can't even have a good toothpaste. Candy flavored toothpaste. Nanomaterials, extremely small size, carbon nanotubes. Oh,
I see there's a warning flag next to the niacinamide.
Behave similarly to asbestos. Titanium dioxide, which is in sunscreen, that's possibly carcinogenic to humans. Silica nanoparticles can cause oxidative stress and DNA damage in lab settings. I don't think any of this stuff is like super widely studied, especially not the toothpaste.
No,
there's no studies about the toothpaste, but that's why I wouldn't use nano toothpaste.
Damn it! Back to just regular old bananas.
Just using a can of Coke.
Just do oil pulling.
Do you do oil pulling?
I do it.
Wow, where do you put?
Very smart guy. Pulling? Very good guy. Very smart, wise oil pulling guy. Good.
You've been doing it for years?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. It works.
Okay.
Yeah. You floss first, then brush the crap out just with a dry toothbrush, then oil pull, then brush your teeth with toothpaste.
You said something earlier. What is that? The first thing you said you do first.
Floss.
Now, what is that?
You can skip it. Don't worry about it.
No, the blood that goes into the heart is filtered through the gums. So if there's plaque under the gums and all that shit, it's probably where a lot of the plaque and the arterial stuff comes from. Probably the gums.
Yeah, you want to get that stuff off your teeth.
And that scares the fucking hell out of you.
That scares the hell out. I remember hearing something about like if you don't spit the floss shit out, like it gives you like heart attacks. I remember
something to that effect.
Yeah, you got to spit the floss shit out.
I like to smell it instead.
British man.
I'm going to spend a cologne, make a cologne that smells like floss guck.
Oh, you got Andre the Giant.
Ugh.
He died from flossing?
Fuck Andre the Giant. Fucking hate that guy.
He was big.
Stinky. He's eating fucking fish and case of wine.
He's known for his diarrhea.
Yeah.
If Andre the Giant walked in here, we would have to physically gang up on him and attack him.
We'd have to.
Because it would just be a matter of time before he'd shove some ass particles somewhere or like do something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
You know?
I would do as hard of a tackle as I could right into his knee.
We would have to each get one limb.
Yep.
I'd get his cock.
I would do a good kickoff routine, full sprint tackle right into the kneecap. Mm-hmm. My right shoulder as hard as I could right through his knee to try to bend it backwards.
Uh-huh. but you would have to because he would start putting something in your nose. Like he would just do something like that.
Putting diarrhea sticks up your fucking nose, shit logs down your throat.
Sticking his fingers up your ass, it hurts bigger than if it was 10 dicks.
I mean, you'd have to shoot that thing if you saw that thing walking in here.
Yeah, you'd have to fucking fire extinguish his eyes.
Yep.
His ass with his fingers.
Yep. Spray acid in his face.
Yep. Five guys with drills with paddle bits on it. Like
fucking electrocute him.
I'm drilling him with a drill. it's like every drill in the office is getting
a staple gun.
He's like, staple tape.
An electric carving knife, like a turkey, like taking slices off you.
Everything electric is we're killing him with. We're shocking him with car batteries. We have like a car battery. We're ripping like electrical cords in half to get like a positive charge on it. We're just shocking him with car batteries. We're covering him with water to intensify it.
We got fog. We're shocking him with the fog too.
We're getting him on the bench. We're dropping 315 on his throat. Hold him down. He's like,
Princess Bride, though, I haven't seen that in many years. I don't recall if it was any good, but it was pretty, but a bit of a fantastic kind of production. He was famous for his role in that.
Disgusting ass in that?
Yeah, he was in that, and so was it Robin Wright? There's some classics in that movie, actually. There's some real special classics.
Was that the guy from Days of Thunder?
Yeah, isn't it?
It's called, not Kel Trickle. What's his name?
He was in Saw.
I did that on purpose.
What?
See,
I don't have to miss.
He can do lines. I thought that was in the movie. Yeah. Get out. Can't hear you. Yeah, he was only, must have not been in many movies, but this has to be the most classic.
This guy get Robin Hood Men in Tights after this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's Billy Crystal's in this classic, and the other guy, the bald guy with the voice, the best, he's Grand Nagus in DS9.
Oh, yeah. What happened to this guy?
He did Saw? Columbo's in this movie. Fred Savage, yeah.
Stab him in the throat.
He's going to put his leg up his ass. Well, yeah, I didn't. Well,
how's that end? This is disgusting.
He hangs him. Yeah, he
gets him good. Good for him.
Gives him a sex change while he's out. What's this guy fucking crazy? He's talking to him while he's out.
He should have put shit on his face to embarrass him. He should have drawn on his face in marker. He takes a Marks-a-Lot marker.
Gives him a tattoo.
Have you met anybody whose favorite movie is The Princess Bride?
No.
No, but my wife likes it. And every time she brings it up, I want to kick her in the fucking head.
It's a bit
head.
Of a beloved movie.
Yeah.
Was it a Carl Reiner? I believe it's a Carl Reiner one.
People like it.
Yeah. It
looks stupid.
There's some people who are like, oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite movie. Ugh. Which I don't.
Oh, Rob Reiner.
I don't understand.
It's... I don't get it,
man.
Cariels? Ooles? How do you say that last name?
I think it's pronounced cocksucker.
Wow. Ivan Simon Cariels.
Yeah, he's a... I don't know why some guys dip out.
There, and there's a... the guy, one of the swordsman's names is Inigo Montoya.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's a tough guy I know, like an actual like army like tough type guy,
mm-hmm.
and he says he loves that's his favorite film, and he said my name is Inigo Montoya, and I have come to kill you. You never met anybody who's in a Princess Bride?
Back in the day, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you killed my father, prepared to die.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepared to. What's the line?
That has to be the line. It's probably the line.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, fucking this
guy. The actor is Mandy Patinkin.
He was good in Homeland. Yes. Homeland is really fun. Why doesn't he take out a gun?
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah.
Wow. Andre's still there.
It's a long hallway. Reminds me of Unreal. One. Oh, those are the days.
You should have sent Andre the Giant to run after him.
Yeah, he dies before he gets
hit
there.
Hit escape. How many views does this have? 30 million? Oh.
He's just like, I'm going to hit the head real quick. He's always like cutting scenes. Like, I'm gonna hit the head real quick.
If you get a bathroom, is it a full bath?
It's a full bathtub, right?
You guys got a full bathroom?
It better be. I'm sick of getting yelled at by the grips.
By fucking biohazard fucking teams. Jeez.
Yeah, they should kill him.
Why don't they keep him in the fucking laboratory with Wolverine and Sabretooth?
They did. I think they brought him back. Never forget, he went to Savini's in Woonsocket.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice to know.
Andre the Giant was mean to everybody at Woonsocket.
Really?
Shut the door! Like, I knew that when I was a kid. I never liked Andre the Giant. He's just not a good
wrestler. Just a Frenchman?
He just sucked. Like, watching his matches sucked.
Can you click Jim Carrey in Star Wars if you want to see it?
He's a bit freakish.
Where's Jim Carrey in Star Wars? Whoa.
The bottom.
It's our fantasies. Finally, we're living them.
He is the chosen one. You must see it. Clouded this boy's future is.
Hey, loser! Why don't you learn how to drive, pal? Huh?
You can hit escape.
Shit. Wow.
Man,
shit.
Jim Carrey paid $60,000 to have that done.
I thought they were going to put him into Darth Maul or something instead of this. He got. Oh, do you think they paid him for this?
Wow, they put him in 1.5 million views for GTA 5. How many views does that have?
1.8.
Oh my god, I can't see it.
I do like the After Effect flips though, and like the trailers, the Dumb and Dumber horror trailer.
I mean, the thing about this is it's to get this good of a key. I guess it was 8 months ago, so it's different. But back in the day, if you saw a video like this 10 years ago, it would have taken fucking forever to get the like background matted out.
Yeah.
And this is like a film VFX guys, they'll do this to like hone their chops kind of, which I really, I don't want to see that.
So they can get less work?
I think if you were hiring, you'd see this and you'd go, oh man, these guys are good.
You know, it's not a roto.
You saw the Jim Carrey thing that he did with Star Wars? Yeah, let's get this guy in here.
I mean, you can look up, is it not Devolver Digital? What are they called? Corridor. Yeah, Corridor.
What are they shining you on now? Oh, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked about how to get Jim Carrey into Star Wars.
Nice question.
That's a nice question.
Here's a breakdown.
Fucking Mace Windu. Samuel L. Jackson.
But this stuff sucks. This might be my least favorite. This might be the thing I really don't like the most. Look up, 12 years ago would be the vibe here. These guys have been at it forever.
Was that a duck?
No. Huh. 90 million views. Good. Jeez.
Oh,
shit coming out of his mouth.
Wow. Oh, man.
Cool. What's clock blockers? Shit. Second one. Oh, man, those guys look cool. Whoa. Whoa.
Do you like the music?
These guys are really athletic.
You see those pallets? It's a lot of money right there.
It's good pallets. This is pretty high density.
Bro, man. Oh, shit. Is that a grenade?
Wow.
Fuck me up.
Damn it.
What's their goodness? What's their most viewed video?
A mind-bending gunfight.
Fucking was bending my
cock. That was a mind-bending gunfight. 10 million subscribers.
Oh wow.
What the fuck?
They puke.
These guys are like chilling. They're like, I'd like to make a video. I'm just too busy.
I bet they chill.
Sucked on my
2 billion views.
Oh. Damn.
It's recording.
Imagine that's a joke to them.
Searching him after he's cuffed.
300 people on that plane. What the fuck?
That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Chris is, I love that. Fucking dork, fucking loser. Yeah. It's so funny. That's like a healthy relationship, no addiction, stable income, eats healthy. Fucking dork, fucking loser is so funny. I thought that was like the fucking best thing ever. It's okay. All my friends. Okay, all my old friends. I said that immediately to the guys I used to work with. I'm like, who is this?
Is that me?
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Diesel Gangsta Mama, whatever her name was.
Oh, these are so much fun. We're going to have to go. It's car stuff. It's
what the hell is that?
Top dyno runs of all time. Have you ever seen these?
Mm-hmm.
The 5,000 horsepower one. The one where it spins the dyno machine in a circle is the one. Like, they make so much power, you can't have tires on like a rollers. You have to hook the rear axle up to the machine.
What?
Yeah, they're really great.
Why though?
What?
Damn.
It created like a hurricane inside the room, I guess.
What is going on?
Makes the dyno do a burnout.
Oh, shit. That one's pretty boring, the diesel truck. But that's a record.
4,000 horsepower. What is that? 8,000 pound feet of torque?
They should get in high speed chases with cops with these things. This is unbelievable.
Oh, because you can't drive them?
I think it would, you couldn't harness it, you couldn't hold it down.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Put one of those in your living room?
All cop cars are 8,000 horsepower?
The top one, there was like something vibrating in the cabin. I thought the driver was going like this.
It's so fucking fun. I love like big dyno poles. They're so cool.
Wow.
True American. My tile guy is a Top Fuel dragster.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a, so ask me how the tile's going today.
So what's the deal with the tile today, Rick?
He's like
fucked
three
up.
Words guy. And his dad is a carbon copy of him. So he doesn't say words. Like, there are two guys that don't say a lot of words. They're like, not easy. Like, that's it.
Wow.
His email is Hot Rod Joe.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And I drove 9.5 hours on Monday to get home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I just got here. It's 9.5 hour drive. He's like, that ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, the weekend before they went to Texas and they got, like, second in a Top Fuel thing. And I was like, how long was the drive home? He's like, it was like 26 hours straight.
Oh, shit. So he wasn't lying when he said that it ain't that bad.
Yeah. And I was like, what?
Why didn't he just drive to hell?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Drive to Australia.
That's so funny.
You should drive to Chile.
That's the best part about car stuff. It's not that it's expensive. It's that if you want that to be your hobby, you have to like drive places at 5 a.m., wait for 6 hours for like an hour of seat time, and then go back and like repair your car
It's and like then break your car.
Weeks of homework.
So the thing takes damage like a goddamn Diablo weapon or something, but more so.
They always break, and it's like, I went down there, I drove. It'd be like if we went to go shoot a film in Texas, and our cameras were always soaking wet when we got there. And it's like, well, I went down there, and the motor blew up, so we came back home. How much was it to fix the motor? Well, the head to my buddy, I had to take it apart. It took two guys like 7 hours. And then I had to mill it down. I had to buy new blah, blah, blah. And then more new blah, blah, blah. So it's like 4,000 in parts and then probably 60 hours between two men each. So whatever, 400 man hours at $75. And it was good. You're like, yo, like... To drive one whole shot and lose.
It's a good hobby.
It is a good hobby.
Yeah.
It's a good hobby if you live forever.
Yeah. I just go to it's like being a fighter to lose fights. Mm-hmm. Or being a fighter that you have to fight five times and there's no way you can win. Mm. Like
sounds great.
I was so tired by the third fight I got my ass kicked.
I had to do two more.
The guy stepped on my forehead when I was laying down. Cracked it. It hurt.
Oh. That's crazy.
This is your boy here, Sammy. I love this. We've got Yamaha Banshee motors on.
So this is Terminator, eh?
Yeah, it's just Terminator. It's a Yamaha Banshee. This thing's coming at you.
Jeez. Some sort of a mating dance.
It's so gay. This is the least tough guy thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
Song's sick.
Yeah, it is.
What song is that?
Envato?
No. What's that song? That's a real song. Why are they posting? Is this a new post?
This was from a day ago.
What?
Two-stroke dogs from...
How's that a flex?
When are we going to stop giving the Boston Dynamics money?
I mean, that's the joke, is that they flip around. They were owned by SoftBank and then Hyundai, and then who owns Boston Dynamics now? I don't know who they tricked into buying them.
I wonder if it's like in private equity, they're like, oh, maybe I'll buy Boston Dynamics.
Yeah, no, I mean, it has to be.
Hyundai.
Google. Oh, Hyundai owns them now. Yeah, good. Well, they released these videos of staged and probably computer-generated robotics feats, and then you watch these and you think they're this hot company, and then... But they've been doing this for 20 years.
Sucking cock for 20 years.
Yeah.
Being shitty at their job. This is all fake.
This is 4 years ago. So where's your robot assistant? This is just bullshit.
That's what I always... When I was a kid, I said I wanted my own robot. This is what I wanted it to do. Stupid shit in an obstacle course.
Be a retarded gymnast at the Special Olympics.
What is a go to their YouTube channel, Boston Dynamics. I want to see what they've posted more recently.
The two stroke. It's just the two stroke running.
Inside the stretch test lab. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they start doing like satisfying hydraulic press videos and stuff like that.
It's a good idea.
It's dirty.
Probably do satisfying sex videos.
I like
soon.
That. Yeah, that looks efficient.
Always wanted that.
Man, I this guy can work through the night.
He just does it 50 times slower than even a subhuman.
He works at the speed of an elderly guy. They're just fucking with it. That's.
I wonder what happens if you do it 1,000 times.
It chokes you. It says it quits. It goes home and goes to a bar.
Goes through the window in the back of him.
It calls your girlfriend. It calls your girlfriend and calls her a slut.
With your voice?
Yeah, it's like, hey, what's going on? Hey, Jess, this is Nick. You're a slut. Click. That's so funny.
That might not be real. I don't know.
What, that right there?
Anybody who's impressed by any of this is fucking the stupidest man in history. Mm. And if you are at the helm where you could spend money and make this different, you should be turned into, you should be pressed, hydraulic pressed.
Sad reality.
Get back in the press.
Oh, this is another good one.
What's Mark up to these days?
Oh, this is great. He's singing some Stones.
Who's that?
Mark Maron.
He's the podcast guy. I like her in the back.
Let's go back here.
He does music.
Thank you.
It's so nice.
He's singing like Rolling Stones songs.
Yeah, I want to listen to that later. I don't want people to see me start to cry.
Because they're good.
Yeah, they're good as fucking hell. Then you get that big after you're done watching it.
This is at the communist night.
Oh my god!
I was actually in that. I was in that room.
You're behind that guy.
I'm behind. I'm underneath him.
I was being inside of him.
I was being. That was my costume. Where's the food? I thought you said there'd be food.
That guy looks incredible,
doesn't he?
Holy!
We need an X-ray. Smokes. X-ray footage of him.
Obese X-ray.
Just a tiny skeleton inside of him.
He's got his penis. You can see his penis through the shadows. It's big.
It's big and it's always half hard.
Because his blood flows so good,
it's
and healthy.
So good.
He's so healthy.
Yeah. This is really fucking nuts.
That's nice to see. Germany bar?
I mean, why not?
It's a pizza place called. I mean, the Koreans don't really, they don't take anything personally.
Ah.
Interesting.
They knew mixology early?
They had certain ways of mixing drinks also.
Flair bartending and the.
Yeah.
That looks like a good drink.
I could go for one of those.
Wow. Smiling. I'll have two smiling. Please.
I thought he was the man that never smiled because he was so sick on drugs and homosexuality and shit everywhere.
No, in Korea he smiled all the time. Diet Coke?
That's a good looking bar.
It's like a Pizza Hut to me.
Yeah,
there's a lot of broads there. A lot of girls.
It's a lot of sex in Korea.
This is a good bar for sex.
I get laid every time I come here by a new girl. I'm always pulling out of here. I'm batting 1,000 here. I got laid last night and I'm back for more.
I don't know. I just like the vibes. I just like the flavor.
It's good. The bartender is pretty cool and friendly, and I get to play.
I like old movies, so the pictures don't bother me.
$4 pictures.
$4 head.
The pool table's free. That's kind of cool. And I was playing Alice in Chains for like 2 hours. No one said shit, so that's good.
Beers are free after 7 p.m. It's just the way they roll it.
It's really cool. And the girls like that. Girls,
they wanted to recreate the atmosphere if the had won the war, and this is the best they could come up with.
Just a bar loaded with girls and cool Alice in Chains and Deftones playing on the jukebox on the free pool table and cheap beers.
Just people living.
Just having a good time. And
enjoy things?
If you want food, you can get pretty much DoorDash run right up here and they'll feed you.
Yeah. So nice.
I mean, literally anything. You want steaks?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Hold on. Let me just boop. There we go. Let's just take. You want steak tacos?
It's Korea. We have internet apps for food early.
We're in 99. We press button, you get food.
These guys had broadband in the fucking 80s or something. That's a sick experiment in Korea.
Did they?
Oh, not in the 80s, but they were early.
They were early, as far as I know.
Yeah, super. The only people apparently in the world that gave a damn enough about internet and ping. Mm-hmm.
Hey Chris, what's the I sent something to the Chris and Nick chat. Mm-hmm. Does that not make it in?
I sent in one. Are you talking about the Chevy?
I can't remember.
I think I sent one in.
Was it a Chevy?
Was it the guy with the car?
It's stupid. It's just kind of funny though.
It's that guy.
That was a Chevy.
Oh, we got more slop to look at.
Yeah.
Start slopping it. Swap me up.
These are retarded, but the Sora Pixar things.
Oh.
Some folks see a beat up old Nissan. I see my partner in crime. She takes me everywhere. To CVS, Starbucks, and of course, Tyrone's house. Every light's on, the oil's original, and I wouldn't trade a friend.
Ultima, that's so funny.
Wow.
The oil's original. That's really funny.
I like the chiropractor ones. You ever see that? Where
those are absurd. Yeah.
They throw the old people through the walls.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, those
it's
are kind of
so
good.
So funny.
Ow, I'm tired of this family.
Where are you going?
We're out of milk. I'm just running to the store for some milk.
Do you think Dad will find it?
I don't know, baby.
Oh shit!
I was going down a rabbit hole with the Albizer. They're like they're obviously AI, but the level
they're obviously good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's retarded.
They're gonna make three of those.
I only asked for some water. Was there anyone there that looked like me? Yeah, why?
Yeah, why not?
You'll never believe why they kicked me off the plane.
I bet I could.
He's smiling.
Wow.
That's mad funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, the...
Why, though? Because of his hat?
Yeah, the Burger King guy. Remember the Burger King?
Air King.
Yeah.
The second Air King.
And, yeah, she was hitting him, right? Didn't he get assaulted before the video that most people see? He was getting assaulted, getting kneed in the balls by that woman?
Yeah, I don't know the true story.
No, she jerked him off really quick.
No, he would get, he found a loophole in the law or something where he got divorced and he wouldn't have to pay alimony if he got kicked off on a plane or something. Wasn't that, wasn't that his thing?
There's two bits of lore. So there's this guy's multi-lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was, something to do with like he was in Jamaica. I don't know.
Like
yeah.
Someone he was going there to marry, stood him up or something. Well, who knows? Like, you can make it up.
He had to like go, what I had heard was he had to go back to America or somewhere from Jamaica or some Caribbean place. And he was forced to take a plane, but he would just get kicked off the plane every time he would board it by like making a scene. That's what I had heard.
I don't know. We're going to have to ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get him.
See, it's still around.
I'm sure he's totally normal in real
life. Burger King hat guy.
He's awesome.
Do people call him Sky King?
No, he's not Sky King.
No, Sky King's the guy who stole the plane.
Oh, yeah, right.
Richard Russell.
Didn't he do a barrel roll or something?
Yeah, he did something crazy. Then he decided to just leave this world.
Did he pull the barrel
roll? Burger King real name.
Whoa.
It's Sneak King.
King.
Burger King real name is really.
There we go.
We refuse to search this word, sir.
I just want to get his name.
It's Nick the Nuggin.
I'm just gonna let's just.
It's me, Nick.
Holy shit, man!
Wow, they don't let you find this guy at all.
Yeah. I've never seen such a stern expression like that. The last time I saw a face, it was like Abraham Lincoln looking like that. Like, how'd this guy, what was he thinking behind his eyes to get his face to look like that? Maybe he knew how much of a hit he was going to be online.
Come on. Oh, baby.
Yo. This is crazy that they really don't want you to find him. Maybe he has a secret to the universe. He has an emerald in his chest.
He's got the chaos emeralds.
Yeah, he knows what's up. He's got the stones from... Richard Brian Brewer? There we go.
Yeah, baby.
He fucking knows how to brew it. Oh, he plays for Carolina. Tragic journey?
I wouldn't call it tragic.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that tragic.
I think that's a joke.
Oh, yeah. Jamaica. Yeah, I don't know. He seems to be...
What the fuck is he doing in Jamaica? Real talk.
Maybe he's smoking weed. Maybe he went on a cruise and that was the stop.
Well, Burger King guy now. Right there. Whoa.
I just shaved my head and my beard.
Take me home where I
am. Oh, so he's awesome.
My mom says I look 20 years younger. Take it anymore. I just shaved my head.
That's the only video we have of him now.
Wow.
All right, they're not going to, they're scrubbing it.
Give that guy his own bronze statue somewhere.
Go to Gronk and say, why did Ryan Brewer, the Burger King hat N-word guy, scream the N-word on the plane? Grok seems to suck, by the way.
Is it bad?
It seems to. You guys use Grok? It seems to suck ass. And everybody's like, it's the best. Okay, so it says he's in his 70s and has schizophrenia.
That's the biggest load of horseshit I've ever heard of.
The Jamaica scam. Is this what you're talking about,
yeah.
Chris? Desperation to stay longer?
Mm.
Okay, so never mind. We're not going to get the answer here. Okay.
guy's
dead.
I think there is an effort
to get rid of stuff on the internet all the time, especially, and it's like accelerating, like lack of like being able to find stuff.
Mm-hmm. Internet Archive, all that shit.
Yeah, I was trying to find like one thing. I was trying to like deep research one thing, like on my own, and I just couldn't.
You can't even download a fucking book from 300 years ago anymore.
Yeah,
cocksuckers.
So,
yeah, he's. I can tell that guy's good.
Remember, we were trying to find the video that the not the video. Fuck.
The car ad for
no that flash game.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Jake's Night Out or something like that. Mm. I found that someone hit me up. He was like, "Hey, it's called Jake's Night Out flash game." I think.
Did your brother make it?
Very, very bad flash. Now I can't fucking bastard. Jake's Booty Call. There it is. Oh, thank God.
See, Internet Archive. Now you know how good it is. It's the only thing that matters.
Do you remember this?
I think I do. Yeah.
Ah, man, it's really funny. Have you ever played this?
No.
It was like, girl goes, you know, like, do we fuck with her? It's nuts.
Nice.
It's so stupid, but.
Sounds blessed.
It's like a choose your own adventure.
Does he end up getting booty?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking nice.
Romp.com, huh?
Oh.
Romp.com.
Help him on his mission to have sex with various women.
Yep. It's interesting.
Cool. We should do a dating thing, a game on MD.TV.
Yep. Mm. Called Jake's Booty Call.
Mm-hmm.
Called. Yeah.
Could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Is there a?
Should be called Chris Lynch. Chris Lynch. Another day at the office for Chris Lynch.
Chris's harem.
Chris's booby call. He's only interested in boobies.
Oh, they made it into a movie?
Jeez,
wow, that's
bro,
so strange.
Bro.
I think they just put the cutscenes in there.
You would think we'd get you laid.
Yo, man.
Wow. Oh, those gradients are beautiful. Okay. Fuck.
I just want to clarify that for all the ladies. $20 on fucking
one of those sluts tonight. Damn!
So which one are you going to try to... sleep with
the Asian.
Yo, baby. Wow. What's
up? Yeah, right. You were checking me out.
It's all good. You look so fine over here. I just had to talk to you. Let me buy you a drink, baby. What are you drinking?
Get me a Stoli Cranberry.
Stoli Cranberry and a Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
I got something for us to really get this party started.
What you got? Giving him a head immediately.
It makes me so fucking horny.
Wow.
Wow. Do it.
Fuck it. The guy playing says, just do it. Fuck it.
It makes me hella horny and I can fuck all night.
Don't tease me.
We can do this right now.
My car's parked right outside.
The car is completely see-through.
Just has drugs or is it just the Asian?
Girl, I feel real.
You gonna fuck me good long time? What do you mean you can't get hard?
Damn.
Are you jerking off at this point? Is this like...
Yeah.
Nice.
I was.
get the women that did the voices. See if they look the part.
Can you search for the Negotiator flash game? Is that the first one? You try the first one? Wow, we got it right away. Look at that.
Oh, man.
Try to play. Wow. Try to play the interrogation.
Damn, yeah.
Might need a special. Oh, no, it's built in.
No, you got Ruffle. This is Ruffle enabled. Damn. Interactive Mystery by Michael Gibson. Okay, whoa. Nick, pay attention here. I want you to play it. From your investigation, you have pieced together the following facts. Angie was last seen alive, leaving her office around 11 p.m. She was found dead about 3 miles away in a wooded area near the lake. Her time of death was approximately 12 p.m. Cause of death was blunt trauma to the top of the skull.
Mm-hmm. Someone dropped a bowling ball on her head.
Yep.
There was no sign of a struggle, and forensics believe she was hit only once from behind. The murder weapon was the tire iron from Yale's car, which was stolen between the hours of 10:15 and 11:30 p.m. A bracelet was found at the scene of the crime, which was originally given to Ted by his wife, Bridget, but according to her mother, was reclaimed by Bridget and was in her possession at the time of the murder.
Ooh. Bridget did it.
I think Bridget's the victim. Yale's car was found the next day. Actually, I lost track. Next day, by police in an alley behind Ted's apartment.
She has a GMC Typhoon.
The day after the murder, you entered Ted's apartment and discovered evidence indicating that he had been there, had drunk a full bottle of whiskey, changed his clothes, ordered a pizza at 10:21 p.m., which was delivered at 11:15 p.m.
Couldn't be there. Pizza was there.
Blah, blah, blah. Ted escaped from police custody at 2 p.m. Angie was murdered at midnight by the lake, killed by blunt trauma to the head. The paper showed a picture of the bracelet and asked the public for help identifying it.
Anyone ask what she did to get murdered?
Probably something.
Cheating.
Yeah. No, okay. Man. So just let's case closed. The crime experts have determined that it would be impossible for Ted to leave his apartment and steal Yale's car in only 15 minutes. So Ted was ruled out as a suspect. Your interview with Rolf revealed that he was attending a right-wing fundraiser. Raising dinner the night of the murder. His girlfriend Bridget accompanied him.
And now, without further ado, wow. I would like to welcome our
Knock
friend
dead,
and
tiger.
Benefactor,
indeed.
Wolf Link.
Wow.
The fucking affair of the mind of ideas, what? Take a cold shower, lover boy, and keep your eyes on your plate.
Thank you, Peter, for your...
What do you think about that, Charles?
Wow. The retarded guy fucked her.
I mean, sedition. Our two enemies are taxes and government regulation. Both can be slaughtered by inspiring fear in the general population. A nation in fear is a nation willing to accept drastic measures.
I think the retard did it.
The night of the murder, a car was demolished when it hit a moose, blah, blah, blah. You need to extract a confession from Bridget. I don't even know what's going on, but you're about to find out.
Speed it, Otter.
Fuck this.
Put a choke ass. Put a chair on her throat.
Beat her fucking ass and choke her.
What's with the fence?
Wow.
Can you believe the 3D?
It's unbelievable.
I can see you're a person on a mission. So are you interested in the truth? Or acquiring enough evidence to ensure a conviction.
It away, Nick.
All right. I would throw her off. Tell her that you are a little rattled due to an accident that you had on the way to the station.
Oh, nice one, buddy.
You're not as rattled as I am.
Yes, I am.
This is absurd to be dragged out of my home like a common criminal. Let's get this over with. What do you want to know?
I would ask her about the... I'd go D again. Oh, no, wait.
Ah!
You going to say B?
I was going to say A.
Uh-huh.
Oh, ask her if she drives a car. Yeah.
No, I drive a motorcycle. I hate cars. Oh. Rolf's limo is the only car I'll sit in.
Nah.
Rolf.
I'd ask her where she was the night of the murder.
I was with my boyfriend, Rolf Klink, at a fundraising dinner for the fascist party.
Oh, the fascist party.
Good.
Okay.
So at least he's a good man.
Okay, then I'd go A.
I was there all night. I left our table and wandered about. There's only so many times you can listen to someone confess about their childhood guilt of pulling wings off flies.
Well, that's strange. I would kid with her that she's done a lot worse than that.
You're as bad as they are.
Huh.
You have a small town lust to connect cruelty with sexual foreplay.
How'd she know that? Tell her you find her very attractive.
Then please help me. I'm terrified that Ted is going to escape again and he's going to come after me and the children.
I'd ask her if she drives a car again.
Ted is a violent man. He's extremely dangerous. He's a cold-blooded killer.
What kind of answer is that?
But he can be very charming and deceptive.
What kind of car is that?
He beat me throughout our marriage, but nobody believed me.
Show me the bruises. Let's
see them cans.
I don't believe that, bitch.
The bracelet.
I gave it to him when we were dating. When we split, I asked for it back. I kept it in a box up in my room. Then I started getting these hellish nightmares, visions of torture and desperosity. When Ted escaped, he called and said he wanted it back, and it was then I realized that the nightmares were coming from that bracelet. I left it under the mat on the stairs of his apartment. It's an evil token. I'm not surprised he dropped it at the scene of the murder.
She's gonna go to jail. Maybe that'll refresh her memory.
Probably gonna tell you that you think she's lying.
If you don't trust me, sweetie, then there's no reason to continue this conversation, is there?
Damn it, I pissed her off.
But look, I'm scared to death. Ted is going to escape again, and the next dead person is going to be me. Please, I'm begging you. I need police protection.
How do we fuck her? Yeah, I'd go B, Chris.
Why would you suspect me? I have no motive. I didn't even know the woman.
Uh-oh, it was Rolf's girl. Girlfriend.
Go B. Oh, wait, yeah, B.
I don't know anything about any of that. Besides, I was with someone at the time of the murder.
A retard.
Who was she with?
I'm afraid I can't say at the moment. It's not a liaison I wish to advertise, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Wow.
I will produce my alibi if I need it. Otherwise, I have nothing further to say. I want to leave now unless I'm under arrest.
Arrest her for the murder of Angie.
It's pretty involved.
What the
Flash
fuck?
Game.
Wow.
It's pretty good. Wow.
Zap dramatic.
So you get to just be a cop, kind of?
When did those come out?
It was 2000.
This is like 20 years ago.
2024.
Wow.
Do you want more Sam, Nick, and Charles?
That's going to be so good.
Become a member of MDE TV today for hours of archived videos.
I love you so much, Dad.
Yo, I love Goobas.
I'll be able to hide a GoPro in her husband's suit, jacket, pocket.
It doesn't matter how many people I murder, I still got the old tent poles.
New releases, full episodes of Perfect Guy Live.
We might be
and the Sam Hyde Show.
We should see if we can get a trend going on TikTok of eating mud.
Use code PGLPOD for 50% off your first month.
Oh, that's so good, man.
Don't get left in the dirt sucking crumbs of freebie dribble drops.
We gotta bleep that out.
Stuff up on the fat hearty offerings of your new La Familia.
Hey, Mr. Commendatore, you have to have me espresso and me pasta tea.
Indian tier members cannot redeem membership for unlimited breadsticks or other bread-related products as stated in previous offers due to legal limitations. MDE TV is not liable for your joy, happiness, health, or overall well-being. If any irritation persists,
do not call a doctor.
Just sign up and give us the most money you can and stop whining about your itchy witchies.